back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. So you've inherited the opportunity to sell a decedent's estate. You maybe didn't want the opportunity, but it is yours, and you have to decide what to do with this opportunity. Maybe you are the executor or the executrix in the sale of a decedent's estate. Or maybe you're a relative and you're unsure what happens now. Well, we discussed in the first half of the show, all the way up to the point of probate and family matters and how to handle those things. But now we discuss, how do you handle the contents of the inside of the property? Plus, how do you work with a real estate agent through the process? And then in the sales process, how do you represent the sale? Are there disclosure considerations that you need to be aware of? So I often get the question, hey, do you have an estate sale company that you could recommend to me? Now, there are a variety of ways of departing with the things in the house after you've gone through and picked the things that you want to keep. Now, you can contact an estate sale company, and it may be a professional company or maybe somebody that you know that will handle the sale of the property. You can do this either at the house by having the company label all the items with certain prices, and then they'll advertise it over a three-day window and then clear the house out when they're finished. You can hire a company that will take pictures of the items that you have and put everything online for it to be sold across the United States and then to be shipped where it's going to go. You can also hire a company like Howard Parzo that I've worked with previously who will take everything out of the house and take it up and auction it at the county fairgrounds. You can also bring a company like Matt Quinn's group out of Virginia who will come in and look at the antiques in the property and decide if there are antiques there that are worth selling at an auction, maybe the more valuable items. I have a property that I've listed, which is an estate, and executrix in this case has already picked through the items that she wants to keep. We're now bringing in Matt Quinn, for instance. His group is looking to see what things they could auction out. I have a friend of mine that I'm bringing in who specializes in African art because I know of his experience and his ability to discern, especially what the art may be coming from, what tribe, what part of Africa it might be coming from, and what the provenance is. I feel like he might be a good advisor to the executrix and whether to keep a piece or not. So it's good to have the finer details handled by people who are specialists, but you want to have an overall plan either to go through an estate sale, an auction, or otherwise. Estate sale professionals will follow a general process, okay? They're going to meet with you, appraise, and discuss your options with you. Don't clean out anything. Do not clean out anything. And I mean anything, like even the detergent that's the half-used bottle of shampoo, because every little thing in the house that you might think there's no reason for, I mean, this is just trash. Believe me, that half bottle of shampoo, which new costs $6, will not sell for $3, but it will sell for 75 cents. Someone will buy a half bottle of shampoo for 75 cents because they just saved a lot of money by buying it for 75 cents. And that 75 cents adds up to another 75 that adds up to another 75. You get where I'm going? And very quickly, you've generated quite a bit of income for the estate by selling everything. And that stuff flies off the shelf. Certain seemingly useless items may be worth more than you think also. The professionals will appraise your items and determine if the sale will be profitable. Even things like old clothes or books or unopened food packages will be sold at an estate sale. And then the marketing that they do, they'll take care of letting the public know when and where the place is going to, the sale is going to take place. And you want to ask them about having a private sale, maybe an invitation only, before opening the sale to the public, and ask about their marketing strategy for something like that. There may be specific pieces that you want to handle privately, okay? Organizing the setup, they handle that, the actual sale. They'll provide staff members to run the sale from the setup to cashiering to taking down. And as the goal is to liquidate an entire house full of possessions, the sale will probably take a few days. And after this time, prices will be reduced. So things that go unsold will be reduced in price, etc., until they're sold. Any unsold items will be donated to charity. Okay, so if something doesn't sell, it'll then be given to charity. You'll get a tax deduction for the estate. And then the payoff really is good real estate good estate sale professionals will provide you with a summary sheet of each item sold and the sale total. And within a few weeks, they'll send you a check with your proceeds. Usually, their fee is drawn from a percentage of the sale, so you don't spend any money out of pocket. Similar to real estate, you hire a real estate agent to sell the property. You don't pay the realtor unless the realtor sells the property and you settle the property. Speaking of realtors, before you choose a real estate agent to help you sell the house, you may want to get recommendations from people that you know, check out on the web. I suggest that sellers interview 1, 2, 3 different agents before you hire one to get an idea of their specialized skills and marketing strategies. You want to meet with the agent. You want to explain what your needs are specifically. It might be that you're one person of a 4-member family group. Maybe it's you and 2 brothers and a sister. Okay, and maybe you need to sell a property, but you want all of you included in the conversation with the real estate agent from the beginning to the end, even if you're the one who makes the decision in the matter. You want a respect offered to all of the family members by the realtor. Ask whatever questions you like or simply explain your goals and listen carefully to what they propose to do for you. In addition to making you feel comfortable about the process, they will be able to explain all you need to know about the listing agreement. When you fill out this agreement, be sure to ask questions if you don't understand something. And if you want to be extra careful, have your estate attorney review the listing agreement before you execute it. Agents who work individually inevitably face the constraints of time and inefficiency while dealing with the many steps of the selling process. A group approach, if done well, however, enables an agent to meet each client's needs on time and with the best results by relying on a team of qualified individuals, somebody who specializes, say, in the marketing of the property and who can handle the dissemination of information effectively over the internet, somebody else who handles the delivery of content and information to the property, somebody else who handles the sign installation or the virtual tour, etc. Whereas the agent is the one who represents you, and you need to have somebody who's excellent at selling the value. Warren Buffett said it well. I've said it many times. Price is what you pay, but value is what you get. You pay for someone's service in a real estate agent. You want to make sure that they give you the value of selling the property well, and you want to make sure that they understand how to sell the value of the property well, right? So that they can get you the top price. Find a realtor who has experience with selling homes in that may be estate properties, somebody who has experience in handling working with the estate sale people or working with an auctioneer or working with an appraiser. You know, when you have a decedent's estate, one of the requirements you're going to face is getting an appraisal done of the contents of the property as a part of settling the estate. So you want to be sure you have a content appraiser, and maybe you have a real estate agent who can be kind of a wedding planner, guide through the process all the way from the beginning to the day that you contact them all the way through to closing. Somebody like that is worth their weight in gold, folks. It is very, very helpful. You don't know what you're doing, but you don't want to overpay for the opportunity, and a good realtor can guide you through that process at no additional cost other than the commission that they charge just for the sale of the property. So consider that. Now, when it comes to clarifying what work needs to be done in the estate, where I've got Matt Quinn's group coming in, and I've got my friend coming in who's an expert in African art, I laid out for the seller an overall plan of action, which involved, first of all, assessing the value of the interior contents that were there before we do the floors, before we paint, before we put in the 2-for-1s, you know, the dollar in where we can get $2 back at a higher price. Clarifying that is important for you to have from your real estate agent. And you also want to consider when's the best time to enter the market. I'm not a big believer in putting houses on the market when the market isn't there. There are times of the year where it does not make sense to put your house on the market. For instance, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th week of December. Really bad time. You're not going to have many people at all looking to buy houses then. Even if you have a great school district and there's not much for sale, it's not a good time. You're better off just to wait 3 to 4 weeks, and the tide will already be coming in where the number of buyers looking is so great, but the inventory is so light. So think about that. Make sure you understand the timing and you want to market your home effectively to the public, you might also have a property that is best sold as is, especially one that's been neglected for many, many years. Maybe you have holes in the roof. Maybe you've got major issues. Contact us if you have a house like that and you want to find a good builder who might come along and help you assess whether to sell it fixed up or just to sell it directly. Call us at 800-900-9104 for more information on that, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. When I get back, let's talk about what happens after you put your house on the market, and then what are your responsibilities when it comes to disclosure in the sale of a decedent's estate. I'll be right back.